Blog Talk Radio.
Cover from my old school friend's band Excel from the Police, the song from the band called Police. Check this out, man. That was a hyped up version, Message in a Bottle. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. And tomorrow we're going to be airing this on MLL Radio, Major League Lacrosse Radio, and Laxworm Radio Experience. But check this out, man. Everyone that's used to my regular intro song, I just come up with a new situation going on right here. And I decided that during the off season of Major League Lacrosse, I'm gonna change up the music from time to time, okay, besides my regular theme music during the Major League Lacrosse regular season. But anyways, check this out, man. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. My guest today is I'm going to introduce a guest a little later on at 9:15 p.m. Eastern time. But Noah Hayes, hashtag Noah Strong. My thing says here, you know, his coaches and his family are going to be talking with we're going to be talking with Noah. We're going to be talking with his mom as well, and saying she's going to give us a little bit an update. What's going on with Noah? Like, what is this, man? You know? And, of course, we're going to talk to Noah himself. But, without further ado, man, let's get him on the horn, okay? Here, let's see. Noah, are you there? Special guest at 9:15, by the way, everybody. A very special guest that's going to be calling in to talk with Noah. Noah, are you there? Hello?
Hey, there you go. This is Noah's mom. Hold on 1 second. Can you hear us?
Sure. Yes. Yep, you're loud and clear.
Hold on 1 second.
Yep, no problem. Everyone, Noah, get on the phone. Yes.
Hi. Sorry about that.
Hi. No, that's no worries, man. Hey, Noah, this is you, right?
Yeah.
Noah, so... okay, so today is September the 9th, 2015. Okay, and let everybody know what we're going to talk to your mom about. What is this cancer that is getting at you? But we want to talk to you about a little bit different area of the subject. And when did you find out about this rare cancer? That you got this rare cancer, and then what this rare cancer is, and everything like that. And then also let everybody know about your lacrosse background.
Well, I found out about the cancer at probably at the beginning of August, and it's rhabdomyosarcoma, which is stage four cancer, and it's pretty rare. There's only apparently only about 350 people get diagnosed in the United States every year, and my lacrosse background, I had started playing in about fourth grade, and I loved it ever since, and I had never stopped.
Very, very cool, Noah. And then you found out just 1 month ago. What made you even decide? You know, like I said, we're going to talk to your mom about the whole situation. Like, what is this cancer that's, you know, the name of it and what is it called and everything. Because me, I have honestly, I have not heard of this specific cancer. I mean, my mom just was going through cancer just a little while ago, and she went through like major surgeries and everything like that, and she's trooping through her chemotherapy and everything like that. So I know a lot about the inside stories of certain cancers. Her cancer is fairly rare as well, but yours I never heard of. You let everybody know, like, what made you even think you had to go in to check on yourself?
Well, I had a lot of shoulder pain, but I thought mm-hmm. it was just from a lacrosse season. And then we finally got checked out. We went to the chiropractor. And then he said he couldn't do anything else, and he said it would be good for us to get an X-ray. And so we went to go get an X-ray, and then they said, well, you need to go get an MRI. And then they told us
that
night.
No, can you hold on real quick? So you thought it was a lacrosse injury? And then the doctor mm-hmm. said they couldn't do anything else. But what were they doing, like, besides before the anything else? What were they doing? Like, they couldn't see, like, and the MRIs couldn't see, like, a shoulder sprain or muscle tear or anything like that, or what?
No, it was just that I was at the chiropractor, and the chiropractor, like, he was trying mm-hmm. to readjust me and stuff, and he couldn't think of anything else to do, so he just sent me to the doctor, and then it went on from there, and then we had to get an MRI, and then that's when we found it.
Okay, so you went to the chiropractor doctor, and then you went. Then he referred you to go to the medical doctor at a hospital, and that's mm-hmm. when they found out. And then does this? And please say the name again of your cancer, so the people can know. And also, 350 people per year. Here.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's rhabdomyosarcoma.
No, so people could be aware, because there could be other people going through this, even though it's rare, 350 per year, but it might be amped up a little bit more if people found out this. Meaning, is there always some kind of pain, like in one of the limbs, or specifically the arm, or how does this go? Because me, I'm honestly quite ignorant about this, you know. So educate me and a little bit others, and then, like I said, we'll talk to your mom more about the specifics of it. Huh?
Well, it's all around, like, my body, and it's in, like, the blood, it's in the bone marrow, and
mm-hmm.
and in my muscles. So it's
tearing away, and then it could spread. So what's going on so far with you, Noah?
Well, I've just been doing chemo so far. I've been starting chemo, and I have some tests next week, and then I have a year and a half of chemo, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But I just take it one day at a time.
Take it one day at a time, one step at a time, Noah. Just like, kind of like lacrosse practices in the lacrosse field, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of in a way, yeah. Noah, let everybody know more about your lacrosse background. Like, okay, I truly believe you when you said, you know, you found lacrosse, and then the first day you started playing, you fell in love with it. And what particularly, why did you fall in love with lacrosse? And let everybody, your lacrosse family now, because now you already were, but now you're getting more known in the lacrosse family, in the lacrosse community. Why did you pick up lacrosse over football and stuff like that? What turned you on to lacrosse even more?
Just lacrosse, it just felt natural for me, just playing and with the stick and everything, and it was different too. So, and I just liked that it was different, and it was fun to play, and there was nothing boring about it. Like in football, you only play for, each play is probably only 6 seconds, but in lacrosse it's full, it's all the time, there's no stopping.
Not like lots of action, pretty much nonstop. Even when the attackman cannot go on to the other side of the field and defense cannot go on the other side of the field, there's still movement going on. Well, at least there better be, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Noah, what position is your favorite position to play?
Goalie.
And that's pretty rugged, no?
Yes, it's a tough position, but it's fun.
Mm-hmm. I see your picture because you're holding the goalie stick, and that's the picture that I posted. And goalies, hey, all the goalies listening to this, man, you guys got even extra special attention and shout outs to Noah Hayes, hashtag Noah Strong, man. You guys show him some love and everything like that, man. Noah, you got some shirts going on. I see some shirts going on the Facebook, the Noah Strong Facebook page. What's up with those shirts?
Yeah, we do. We had some support from friends and family, and they wanted to make some shirts for people to support. And we came up with the logo, and it just took off, and everyone's wanting shirts.
Very nice, Noah. Awesome stuff, Noah. So Noah, what's your number?
46.
46. Any particular reason why the number 46?
No. They just gave me the number, and I stuck with it.
Well, we got to make something work. We got to transition that number 46 into a reason, okay? The number 46. Okay, we got to find something, be clever, and find something, and then make it stick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's crazy. So, Noah, anything else you have to say right now before I get you on again and before we get your mom on?
No.
Noah, how are you feeling right now, my man? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Feeling
good. Good. you're just like laid back right now, huh?
Yeah, that you have to be. You can't be too. You can't be stressed out about it, or else it'll eat you alive. So you just have to be laid back and.
Noah. So I want to get. Can I get your mom, Gina, on the horn real quick here?
Hey, I'm on. This is Gina.
Hey, Gina. Okay, Gina, how are you doing?
We're doing good. We kind of
good.
We're taking it one day at a time, and we're trying to stay positive, and we're keeping Noah happy and healthy, and we're just moving along.
Awesome. Sounds good, man. I'm loving the support and the attention that he's getting, and everything like this, you know, not just through me, but the other media sites and other television shows and everything like that. And we got a special guest that's going to jump on the horn here in a couple of minutes. But I want to ask you, okay, so you can educate even, you know, self included here, but the general public and the lacrosse community and the lacrosse family, what's going on with Noah? Give us the lowdown about what's going on.
Okay, well, you know, like Noah said, he has rhabdomyosarcoma, and it's stage 4. Mm-hmm. It's a very rare form of cancer that attacks the bone marrow and the skeletal muscles. And it's just very rare, and it's very difficult to treat. And like you had said, there's only about 350 people in the United States right now that have it. And I was reading about it the other day, and it's actually the way it presents itself in Noah is very unusual. So it's been kind of a roller coaster since day one, but we have a great team of doctors that are helping us and supporting us at Levine Children's Center in Charlotte, and we have a great, great support system here with family and friends and Turn and Burn Lacrosse. They've been a great support to us. Noah's coaches have just been amazing, along with, you know, our friends that are doing the T-shirts and the fundraisers and different things, but, you know, Turn and Burn and Lacrosse have really just been part of our family for a long time, and we're really grateful for them. And we just have a long year and a half ahead of us, so we're grateful to have all the support.
Friends, the Lacrosse family and the Lacrosse community, and like your shout-outs, it's just not a shout-out to the Turn and Burn, because that really means, I could tell that means something serious business to you, because they were there before and they were there after. I noticed that a lot, Gina, about the Lacrosse family, that, you know, as opposed to other, like, sports families and stuff like that, many of them, when things get rough and tough, many people hit hit the road and go somewhere else. But the lacrosse family,
we've been hearing strong, right? Yeah, we've been hearing from lacrosse players, you know, lacrosse organizations across the United States. People have just, the lacrosse community is crazy kind. They've just been, you know, contacting us and, you know, Facebook messaging and sending their prayers and their support. So I never realized what a great community the lacrosse community was. I mean, it's been really eye-opening. It's like we just can't believe it.
Eye-opening and heart-opening. Now, this is good stuff. Yeah, and just to let you know, on a strong side note here, that I have also sent some prayers for Noah, for your boy, and for his family, meaning you and his whole family, to stay strong with him. You know.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, so before we get our special guest on, I have a special guest that is calling in to talk with Noah and you. You said something that caught my attention. This cancer is already a rare situation as it is, but then it's hitting Noah. It's even through him a little bit of a weird swing there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Noah Strong, the hashtag Noah Strong. Who thought of the hashtag Noah Strong?
It was kind of me and my sister-in-law were sitting here when we were kind of waiting to hear back from the doctors and kind of in that limbo, that place of limbo, and we just figured, you know, let's try to get something together now, and we just came up with that. So it just sounded right.
It was the brain trust of Noah's family right there, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, Gina, if you could still stay on, please. Are you in, silly question here, but are you and Noah sharing the same phone right now for this phone call, for this call-in?
No, we're using separate phones.
Okay, then, so please stay on. Noah, stay on. We have Noah Hayes, hashtag Noah Strong. Okay, we have Gina, his mom, and we have also his coaches on the phone as well. But coaches, I'm going to get you on in a minute here, okay, from Turn and Burn and from his coaches down in the North Carolina area. You guys are probably North Carolina, how can I say, Charlotte Hounds fans. You know, you guys are probably Charlotte Hounds fans, but you got a Major League Lacrosse and Denver Outlaws fan right here, JoJo Wardrummer, calling in. But we have somebody via the Florida launch getting ready to hit up. I'm wondering if that hint passed it through. But I'm going to throw a little bit of music on because real quick before we get to our special guest, and then I'll explain the music reason for a quick second here.
It's your first and last.
I am moving like a nuclear. Is your office just to find a nuclear foot?
This special guest is somebody that moves and grooves and sways and just styles and profiles like no other on the lacrosse field. World Lacrosse Foundation, okay? We got Casey Powell, World Lacrosse Foundation, coming in. And you guys, just let you know, Casey Powell's World Lacrosse Foundation, are they about lacrosse and playing lacrosse? Absolutely, of course, right? But I'm going to let Casey Powell introduce himself again, but and introduce the World Lacrosse Foundation and their mission and their motto about, you know, inspire, support, and share. But check this out, man. The Casey Powell World Lacrosse Foundation is doing more than just about only lacrosse. We're reaching out to the lacrosse family. Casey Powell, legend Casey Powell, number 22. Are you on the horn?
Yes, I am.
Casey Powell, everybody on the War Drum Roll Hotline. Casey, so we have Noah on and his mom and his coaches on the horn. Let everybody know, man, what's going on.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say hi to Noah and everybody else, of course. But the reason I wanted to get on the phone call was to say hi to Noah, and I certainly hope to meet him someday soon. But, you know, and yes, we have a foundation, but it's, you know, that's not really the complete purpose of my call, but it's just to say hi to Noah and let him know that, you know, my friends and the lacrosse family is aware of his situation, and that everybody's thinking about him, and certainly wishing him well. And I've heard what a great kid he is, and what a great goalie. And I think the only thing that disappoints me is the Charlotte Hounds fan. But you know, but no, yeah. I grew up in Northern New York, and I have brothers that play and have played professionally and on the U.S. team, and we were fortunate to play the game of lacrosse and be a part of it, and lacrosse has been a big family, and I've been listening to the phone call and from Gina, and it is, it's a big family, and it's very tight, and my foundation is to help support our family, and I just wanted to call and say hi to everybody and say hi to Noah and let you know that we're all thinking about you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey.
Very cool. Hey, is this awesome or what, you guys? Hey, Casey, this is another reason why he's a legend, everybody, because he's the way he's more than humble, okay? He's a legend on the lacrosse field, okay, obviously, but he's already a legend off the lacrosse field, and he just proven it more and more and more. Casey, let everybody know that a little bit more about the Casey Powell World Lacrosse Foundation, meaning like people could even because the World Lacrosse Foundation is getting more and more popular, people could submit help and donations to for Noah on behalf of the World Lacrosse Foundation, and then you in turn are going to help out as well, Noah's situation. Go ahead, Casey.
Yes. You can donate at worldlacrosse.org. And again, part of our mission of the foundation is to help support the lacrosse family. And, you know, aside from that, we'd love to come up and work with Turn and Burn. I know you guys are doing a lot for Noah and his situation, and if there's an opportunity for us to come up there and help and be a part of some of your events, then I'd love to invite my friends and come up and again meet Noah.
Hey Noah, you're being quite shy and quite quiet there. What do you think about that?
He's a man of few words.
Who's your favorite goalies, Noah? Do you have any favorites?
I don't have any favorites just because I respect all goalies the same. How hard they work.
Spoken like a goalie.
Did you happen to watch the Major League Lacrosse semifinals when Adam Gittleman brought it down and almost scored at the in the last seconds, and Drew Adams made a save, but it was Adam Gittleman came down and as a goalie and came down with a give and go and almost made him a hero, but it got caught.
Yeah, that was close.
Yep, and then the Lizards obviously prevailed and won the championship, but that would have been something. How long have you been playing goalie?
I've been playing goalie for about probably 5 or 6 years. Ever since I first played, I was just someone. Our goalie got hurt, and they asked who wanted to step in, and I said I would, and then it just stuck.
Awesome. Yeah, that seems to be there's only a few reasons why somebody becomes a goalie, and one of it's the team needs you. Or you're a little brother, and they stick you in there. But I heard you had a.
Go ahead, Casey. Go ahead, Casey.
So I just wanted. I heard you had a really good season this past year.
Well, Casey, let Noah tell you about. He played on more than just one team in his season, like practices, and his game time. for both teams? Noah, tell Casey about that. Casey's going to dig this.
I was on JV and varsity. I backed up on varsity and started on JV. But I had two practices a day for every day and then two games every game night.
Oh,
so it was hard, but it was fun being on both
awesome.
Teams.
Yeah, that's a good experience, and I'm sure you saw a lot of rubber between
yeah.
the practices and the games.
Yeah.
Hey, Kay, cool. Noah, I would think, you know, one of the Casey Powell's World Lacrosse Foundation ambassadors is Brett Queener. Brett Queener, in my opinion, just the way he runs in and out of the crease, man, he's brought a whole new dimension to goalies, past, present, and future. What do you think about Brett Queener?
He's pretty awesome. I love the way he plays.
Very cool. Casey, please give it. Please let everybody know about your website again. Like how do people find it?
Yeah, it's worldlacrosse.org, and we're a startup foundation that's about 6 months old, and again, share, support, and inspire. We're going to share the game, and inspire more people to play it globally, and support lacrosse families in need. And I'll let Noah's coaches speak, and certainly thanks for having me on. And again, I'd love to, come up and meet you, Noah. And it's really nice talking with you tonight. And if there's anything that I can do, please feel free to reach out. And I think your mother may have my phone number. And I would, love to come up and work with Turn and Burn and help support some of your events. But stay strong and stay tough, and know that the lacrosse community is thinking about you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good talking with you guys. And again, look forward to meeting you. Noah. See you.
Fantastic, man. Everybody, that's obviously Casey Pell, a legend lacrosse player on and off the field. Casey Pell, go check out his website, everybody, because what his foundation is doing is it truly is inspire. You know, it's inspiring to know what Casey's doing, and he is here to support the family of lacrosse. We have coaches. Noah's coaches. I want to hear from Noah's head coach first about what does he think about Noah.
What do I think about Noah?
Yes.
So every day that you have an opportunity to talk to someone who is dealing with something that you literally can't comprehend, you know, it's like telling a guy what it feels like to give birth. It just doesn't work. So I think that none of us can really know kind of the struggles that Noah is going through, but the respect that you're gaining for him as you see how he is dealing as a 15-year-old young man with A, cancer, but B, you know, just life in general. And you heard him earlier. He said, you know, I'm just taking it one day at a time, staying positive. And he's keeping it simple. And so just respect, I think, is probably the word that pops into my mind. And I've known Noah for so long. He used to be, 4'7". You look at him now, 6'1", you know, and you're like, where's little Noah? You know what I mean? And that little Noah, he's not little Noah anymore. He's big, strong Noah. Mm-hmm. And so Noah's strong, and we're here to support him, and just nothing but impressed with how he's treating his family, how he's treating his friends, and, it's just been it's been really cool to see.
Noah, man, this is good stuff from your coach, man. This is truly good stuff. Noah, it's like you're building your own art, pun intended there, you know what I mean? Because just keep building, Noah. Keep building the strength. Keep building that arc, so to speak. and the people are going to come to support you because I'm hearing from your coach that you're even giving support yourself, and you're the one that's going through this tough ordeal because you're Noah Strong, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Absolutely.
Noah. Yeah. Coach, any one of the coaches want to talk about Noah on the lacrosse field? How do they love his lacrosse playing?
Sure. We have Coach McNew and Coach Pearsall. I'll let them do the talking there. Coach McNew is our goalie coach, and Coach Pearsall was our JV coach and varsity coach. And Noah, and as you heard, he played on both teams. So Coach Pearsall and Noah developed a great relationship. And then Coach McNew and Noah developed a great relationship from getting ball shot at him for 2 hours a day. So I'll let Coach McNew start. I'll let Coach McNew start, and then I'll let Coach Pearsall say something.
Awesome. So, thank you so much, Coach. Go ahead.
Hey, JoJo, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing swell, man. I'm doing swell. I'm loving having you guys on, Noah and Casey Powell and his mom Gina on, and all of you guys on supporting the lacrosse family and the lacrosse sport. Either whether you guys knew him or not beforehand, I truly believe that even if you guys never even met Noah, that you guys will be right there supporting, man. It's just a blessing that you guys actually know him, and you guys could have a feeling everybody else about how he is as a person, because he's obviously a great character and a great stand-up young man. And let everybody know, man, what's going on. Thank you for coming on the show, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it. Anybody that's showing support to anyone in need is always great to see. But I've known Noah now probably for about 3 years, and just to see the growth of him as an individual, as Coach touches. It's insane to see, and I can remember 2 years ago coming and seeing him and him setting a goal as him being a little freshman and not really knowing what to do and getting told he's going to JV and just, you know, kind of like, oh, man. And then just to see him come to all of our events in the off season and just put in the hard work that it's just necessary to do to really excel, and just to see the growth from him. And then obviously we've told the story now about him being on the JV and the varsity. Just, I mean, I can tell you countless times that this is the quietest I've ever heard him. He became quite the chatterbox by the end of that season. I was talking trash to me when I could no longer score him anymore. But, I mean, he's just it's insane to see the growth that he's taken. It's unreal. And I'm not even talking just as a lacrosse goalie. Just as a person really coming into his own and just gaining that confidence. And just to see that is just – that's the best feeling as a coach, in all honesty. And just to get to work with him every single day. And whether it was, you know, catching a 5-minute warm up or catching a full 20-minute warm up, you never heard 1 ounce of complaints out of him. He never was upset. He didn't care if he didn't got a warm up at all. He just was happy to be up there and get the opportunity. And I mean, he's being way too modest. The kid got named the MVP of the JV team. He was the backbone. He was a communicator back there. Wow. Everything that you want out of a goalie, and it was just amazing to be a part of. And I'm honestly honored to get to say that I do know him, because it's not every day you get to coach someone, an individual like that, that has the desire and the effort, and they're willing to put that forth every single day. So it's honestly just been a pleasure to get to know him, and it was no question of the matter as soon as we found out. We were going to do everything in our power to just raise support and show awareness and just be there in any way and every way we can for him.
Well, and you are doing it, man. You're pumped up for this kid, and rightfully so, man.
He's a family member. He's not a kid, a young man. He is part of the family. Mm-hmm. He's part of the Providence High School lacrosse family. He's part of the Turnbull lacrosse family. But more importantly, he's part of the overall lacrosse family, and anybody that's in need will always be there to support him.
Fantastic, man. It's good. So how is he? I want to hear this from you, okay? How is he? Because you said he loves talking trash, which is cool. It's a lot of fun. But how is
you got to do it.
As far, right? You have to, especially a goalie, man. How is he?
Absolutely.
like say when he's on the school bus or in practice, like going to a game or just before a game, like the traveling into the game like that. I don't want to hear from Noah. I want to hear from you for some reason.
He's quiet before the storm. That's all I'll say. You never really know what he's thinking, but he's dialed in. You don't have to worry about, all right, is Noah bringing his A game today? I'm a goalie as well. You never mess with the goalie psych before the game. Let them prepare how they want. And he went out there and proved it in every JV game. And then he also got into varsity games, and he recorded at least 3 saves in every single appearance he made in the varsity. So he's quiet, but once he gets out on the field, he uses his voice. He follows all the footwork that he's supposed to, and he comes up big when we need him to.
Very cool. Very cool, man. Right on, man. We have his other coach on the war drum roll. Everybody, this is the war drum roll hotline. It's the war drum roll hotline. Who else do we have here, coach?
It's Coach Pearsall. This is JV coach in Providence.
There you go, Coach Pearsall, man. So give everybody your insight, your point of view, what you're looking at when it comes to Mr. Noah, hashtag Noah Strong, Noah Hayes.
Well, it's like everything Max said, man. He brings it. You know what you're going to get from him, and that's nothing short of his best effort. And, you know, he's the first kid I kind of got to know, having him on my JV, and I also coach in the varsity, so having him for two practices. And like Max said, every day he just came, he took his shots, he worked very hard, and, you know, when you're putting together a team, he's one of the first kids, actually the first captain, when I was thinking of captains, and just because of his dedication and how he presents himself, not just on the field, but in life as well, you know, people gravitate towards that, and you can inspire through his actions, and he did a great job this season, and in life, and right now, dealing with everything that's going on, he continues to use that spirit, and just, you know, one day at a time, he just keeps going forward. So it's just great to see and great to, you know, be able to coach a kid like that day in, day out. So
awesome. Hey, Coach, I want to talk about Major League Lacrosse real quick, okay? Major League Lacrosse. As far as what you see on the practice field and, of course, in games, who does Noah remind you of that's in Major League Lacrosse? Is it like a style of like a Gettleman or a style of like a Jesse Schwartzman or a style of like Drew Adams or – or Brett Kinner,
maybe a little Adams meets Gettleman. He's got the intensity. He definitely,
throw some
queener
in there, why not?
Little queener, yeah. he's got a good mix of a lot of he's just a good goalie. He's just a good kid. He's, you know, he controls what goes on in front of him, and he's ready for anything that the game presents him. So he's ready to go, and that way he's maybe kind of a little class of his own. So,
but is Noah reminds us of those guys. You know what I mean? Like, we think those guys look like Noah, not the other way around.
Ooh, yeah. That's pretty cool. I would think that's pretty cool, right? and then Noah, what do you think about what your coaches are saying about you, huh?
I'm humbled, to say the least.
Right on, man. Right on. Noah, let's say, talk a little bit about this coming lacrosse season. I know there's fall ball coming up right about here, right about now. But then the lacrosse regular season, when it's at the strongest point, is like spring, summer too, but mostly the spring is when lacrosse season is in full gear, all the way, pedal to the metal gear. What are you going to do this coming lacrosse season? Because you're going to be going through some tough times, okay? You and your family, but are you going to be able to check out any games, you think, or what's going on with that, man? Let's talk about that, man.
Oh, I'll be at every game. I won't miss a game.
Wow. All right. Mm.
And senior year, I'm coming back to play. I'm not.
Oh.
Not missing a beat.
You heard that, Coach?
Jojo,
anybody that's
just
trying to take
just to give
spot,
you an
you
idea.
Ready?
Yeah, Noah had chemotherapy yesterday. I'm not sure, probably, you know, in the morning. At 6:30 at night, he was out at our practice coaching a fifth grader how to improve his game quality.
Oh.
So what Noah says,
say that all over again, because just in case somebody missed that. I know I heard it. I know I caught that.
Right.
Okay,
yeah,
everybody, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. You can find this on MLL Radio and Laxer Radio page tomorrow. Those of you who are listening live, check this out, but you can hit the replay later, you know, like on TuneIn and iTunes and so on and so forth. I'll send out the links later. Coach, say that again, man. Noah Strong is not messing around.
Noah Strong. Noah Strong. It's a perfect thing. Noah had chemotherapy yesterday and ended up, you know, he had it in the morning. And in the afternoon at 6 o'clock at night, he was out helping us coach and in our fall academies. He was working with 5th and 6th graders, teaching them how to play goalie. So if that's not Noah Strong, or Noah Crazy.
Right.
I don't know what.
Yeah. Yeah. Hashtag Noah Strong. Hashtag Noah Crazy. Hashtag Noah, Noah's new arc. This is fantastic, man. Hey, Noah. Okay, I'm gonna say something right here, okay, and take this the right way, okay? How is your eating habits right now, man? Because I want you, JoJo Ward over here wants you to be eating eating healthy and stuff like that right now, because your body needs you to be eating healthy, right? Are you doing that?
I can say I'm eating. I don't know about the healthy part, but I'm eating.
This is his mother, and I can tell you he eats a lot of Taco Bell.
Very funny, Gina. Hey, there's beans. Beans have a lot of good fiber and the protein and stuff like that. There you go. That's funny. Hey, Gina.
Yes.
This is okay. Obviously, Noah Strong, man. Hashtag Noah Strong. Obviously, Noah, 15 years old, and he has the strength of a moose, man. But are you thinking anyway? Okay, Noah, but the doctor says sometimes you got to be careful. You're gonna tell Noah you got to be a little careful today or something like this.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah, the doctors mm-hmm. tell us, you know, when's good days and when's bad days. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it was hard for me to let him go to practice.
mm-hmm.
You know, I think it was last night to see him just leave. And he's only been with us, you know, for the past 6 weeks. It's just been, you know, mm-hmm. we haven't really let him out of our sight. But, you know, Coach Purcell came and got him. And they went, and he had a great time. But... yeah, we know there are going to be days that he probably can't go and he's going to have to stay home. But right now we're enjoying all the good days. So that's, you know, like Noah said, one day at a time, and we're just going to embrace all the good days.
That's right. That's right, Gina. Hey, Noah, on the behalf of Laxworth Radio Experience, on the behalf of MLL Radio, on the behalf of my show in particular, and specifically, it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. And on behalf of Major League Lacrosse, lots of prayers to you, lots of respect, like Coach has said, and most definitely lots of love to you, man. And also, that's also on the behalf of Casey Pell's World Lacrosse Foundation. Noah, you're crazy,
yes.
Man. Noah, right? Noah, so what were you... But this has got it. Even though you had like your coach just announced, you had chemotherapy, which is a rough and it's a tough ordeal, man. Going through chemotherapy, man. I know. Like I just said, my mom went through a lot of it just very, very, very recently, or just a couple months ago, and it's tough. It takes a lot of your physical strength away. But you going out there, how much and how happy are you to go out there? How much does that boost your boost not just your confidence, but just boost your happiness, your overall awareness?
Well,
going out there and helping these kids.
Chemo is nothing compared to playing goalie. So if you can play goalie, you can get through chemo in 2 seconds. And so, yeah, I like to help other kids who, just like the older kids helped me when I was first playing. So mm-hmm. I just pay it forward.
Hey, Noah, I don't know if you heard my radio show or not, but and I'm going to have him on again. His name is Jack Enright, and he's actually not – the geographics of where he lives is not too far from where you live, okay? Like, you know, not too far in your area. And Jack Enright, this past season, he suffered a very bad blow on the lacrosse field during the game, and then he was paralyzed for a long time, and he's getting over. He's coming strong. Jack is like he's breaking through, and he's the lacrosse family, the lacrosse community is coming through strong for him. And sometime in the future here, I would like to get both you guys on at the same time on my radio show, because you two are speaking volumes and speaking words. For the lacrosse family and the lacrosse community, man. And what is it? Is it just the lacrosse hybrid? of the lacrosse life and just the lacrosse style makes people stronger? What do you think, man?
Yeah, lacrosse, you definitely have to be tough to play lacrosse. I don't care what anyone says. I think lacrosse is the toughest sport to play other than, yeah, it's tougher than any other sport. You have to give 100% at all times. There's no breaks. So definitely makes me stronger.
True. Yeah, I've been playing lacrosse for many years. You know, I'm a referee for youth in high school, and I also do MMA stuff. You know, mixed martial arts and those you know, lacrosse and MMA. They're on their own level as far as like toughness, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
I want to ask, because I'm thinking of some ideas, but I have JoJo's hidden trick question. Who wants to come up first with JoJo's hidden trick question? Who wants to answer the first question?
Coach McNamara.
Definitely Coach Horgan. Coach Horgan would love to answer it.
Coach.
I'll take one.
this is pretty awesome. Okay, everybody, JoJo's hidden trick question, all right, for Coach. All right, check this out. I have witnessed with my own eyes, okay, Casey Powell score on three goalies at the same time, meaning he had three goalies lined up at a clinic. And they pretty much, there's not even any space in the goalie because they have their goals all lined up and ready to block the shot. And I seen him score, it was 7 out of 12 shots on three goalies all at once. Okay, and these were U13, U15 kids, and these goalies were actually pretty decent goalies as well. Coach, do you think Noah Strong could block as many?
Oh, yeah, just with his one hand, or does he get to use both hands on the stick? How does that work?
Coach, you have good, strong confidence on your boy Noah, huh? that's cool stuff, man. Who's next on for JoJo's signature question? Is Gina ready?
Oh, Gina's ready.
Me? Oh, yeah. I'll try.
Gina, if Noah, okay, is a Charlotte Hounds fan, then who, okay, who's his second favorite team in Major League Lacrosse? Now, my hidden trick question here is, I'll give you a hint. It's going to be my answer, and. We had Casey Powell, who plays for the Florida Launch, but me, I play the drums for the Denver Outlaws. Well, what's your answer?
Your team.
Good answer, Gina. Good answer.
There you go.
I have to admit, I don't know a lot about lacrosse, but ask me anything about the Kardashians, and I can. Give you the answer.
Coach Pearsall as well. He's right there with you, Gina.
Thanks, Mac.
Only on NLL Radio, and it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Ordery, can we bring up the Kardashians and get away with it, right? So my answer is the Charlotte Hounds, because I want to convince Noah that his favorite team is going to be my favorite team. That was a trick question. That was pretty good. I thought that was a good hidden trick question. I think it was. All right, we have my two assistant coaches here ready. And you guys both go ahead and both answer this, okay?
Okay.
If Noah got a chance to play a position besides goalie, what would you want him to play?
Go ahead, Coach Pearsall.
Honestly, I think he'd be a pretty good coach someday, to be honest with you.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know about another position. I think he adds his position, to be honest. But I think he'd make a pretty good coach. Seeing him work with the kids, like Coach Horgan says, and his attention to detail, I think he'd be pretty good at that. But, I guess that has to be my pick. I think he'd be good off the field.
Steal my answer, Coach. There you go. Good job.
Thank you. That's why I went for the Kardashian comment before. That's why.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, if Noah can play any other position, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I think we kind of hit all of us hit on this, including Casey. Look at the type of kid he is. Look at the stories we've told about the type of kid he is and the effort he's put in. He hasn't always been the best, but he's let that motivate him. He's not let it stop him. And I honestly think the kid can go play wherever he wants. He's got the size. Honestly, it hurts my neck looking up at him, trying to correct his form every single day. but it's he's a warrior, man. Honestly, you tell the kid to go play any position, he'll do it, and he'll put in the work. He might not be the best at first, but he's not going to let it beat him, and he's going to prove that he's going to own it. So there really isn't
good
one
way to put it.
To that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I like the way you put that. That made a lot of sense. Very cool.
It's the first time all week I've heard that, so thank you. I appreciate that.
Doesn't hear it very often.
Hey, Noah, what kind of goalie? I'm asking you, what kind of goalie do you think you are? Meaning, some goalies like the recently retired Jesse Schwartzman, he would really bark at his team, and rightfully so sometimes if he sees something. And then you got like we were talking about, we'll bring up already Brett Queener. Not only does he bark, but he goes out there and does some stuff. What kind of style do you think you are?
I definitely stay in the net as much as possible because I'm afraid of messing up whenever I'm out of the net. And I yell at my teammates a lot. That's a truth, to get in line and stuff. But it's all out of love.
You know, I think if you make any, a few, or even all of the games this come season to go watch your team, I think that's going to be a fantastic and a wonderful inspiration, not only to yourself, not only to your family, not only to the local community and your high school, but to the lacrosse world. And I definitely can't wait to get you on again to hear about that. But I think coaches, I think maybe he could be like an honorary assistant coach if the league that you're in will allow that. What do you think? I think they can make an exception to the rule and allow Noah to be in there as another coach.
Yeah, we'd love it. We'd love it. We would love
absolutely
Noah to be involved. Like that's the one thing I want to get across is that Noah doesn't have to do anything to be part of this team. Noah's earned it already. He's part of this team now, and now I think it's the team's turn to kind of take care of Noah. So we'd be honored to have him be part of what we're doing, and I think Noah would be honored to be part of what we're doing. So we're in a good spot.
We're wrapping up our practice yesterday, and it's time for a little conditioning. We played offense, ended up losing to the defense. Time for a little conditioning. You always have some competition, and the defense is standing over there yucking it up, laughing. They won, good for them. And we got a 17, and then we look over and we're like, hey guys, you can join if you want. And we looked over at Noah, and we asked Noah what he'd be doing. He's like, I'd be running. And everybody came over and did conditioning. So he knows how big he is to all these guys. So he already started to realize that, and it's insane to see someone going through what he is, start applying that already. So every moment we can get him out there and have him be a part of it, we're going to soak it up, and we're going to enjoy it. We're going to take advantage of it, and we're going to use it to go out and show everybody what we are. And that's Noah Strong.
That sure is Noah Strong, man. Share, support, inspire. Everybody, we still have a few, like three more minutes here, approximately two and a half more minutes, and I want to say something real quick. But also, everyone, go to worldlacrosse.org, okay? Worldlacrosse.org. You can make a donation, and then the founders, Casey Powell, and Heather Chase O'Neill will then in turn deliver to Noah Strong, hashtag Noah Strong, and what he's got going on over here. Gina, because there's going to be, insurance is going to help, but there's going to be a lot of money situations, like a lot of expenses coming on besides Noah's physical
you know, I'm glad he's strong as a moose, man, as strong as a buffalo, man. But there's also going to be some financial situations going on. If everybody hits worldlacrosse.org and all of the other sites that are to help out financially for Noah. Gita, say something like that, because we still have 2 more minutes. If you want to say anything like that, anything like that, I think, to help you out, like in that sort of way.
Yeah, you can check out Noah's Facebook page. It's just called Noah Strong. Two separate words, Noah Strong, where you can get updates on how Noah's doing and you know, where he's at and his treatment plan. There's also, you can find on that Facebook page a link to our GoFundMe page where you can make a donation that will go directly to Noah's medical expenses. We do have a great insurance plan, but there are going to be a lot of out-of-pocket expenses, and with the length of his treatment plan, it's going to, you know, add up quickly. So we support, we appreciate all the support.
Everyone, you heard that was Gina's mom. I was going to say that was Noah's mom. The Facebook is, you can find it through mine as well. You look for JoJo Wardrobe or look for Joseph Mares, but Noah's specific Facebook page, just look for Noah Strong, and then you can find links and everything like that to help out Noah and his family, and not only support with the lacrosse family and the lacrosse community, but help him out financially as well. Through links through his Facebook and also through worldlacrosse.org, Casey Pell's World Lacrosse Foundation. Case, Noah, I want to get you on again sometime, and I want to organize it to get you on with Jack Enright, and I want to introduce you guys to each other. You guys are a couple of powerful dudes, man. And thank you for coming on my radio show. Noah, you got any parting words right now?
I'll be back and stronger as ever next season. That's my promise.
Dang, Noah! Hey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, when Noah Strong just said, I'll be back. I think that was stronger than Arnold Schwarzenegger's "I'll be back," you know? Good stuff, Noah. I love it, man. Perfect. And you guys, thank you so much for coming on. And I'll send you guys the links when it's on TuneIn and everything like that on MLL Radio and the Laxon Radio Experience.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, JoJo.
You're welcome. Looking forward to having all you guys on again. Everybody, this is It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Hit us up on Twitter. Find us on Instagram. Major League Lacrosse. Find Noah Strong, man. That's family right there, everybody. Without further ado, the show is over. Everybody, find it, share it, and like it, and everything like that. Look for the links. Thank you so much for Noah and his family and his coaches. Well, hey, his coaches are his family. So is Casey Powell. Thanks so much, everybody, for your time, man. And I can't wait to get them on again and spend some more time with them. Without further ado, talk to y'all soon.